Hare Krishna. Bhakta Vatsala, who is in charge of Vega food in Budapest, which is a catering service. It's not a restaurant, but a prasadam distribution service. They deliver to offices, homes, asks that some devotees are saying that prasadam with no onions, garlic, mushrooms are for orthodox Vaishnavas, and if they distributed or if they provided other devotees who I guess are in the non-orthodox class who want these things in their food, then there could be a better profit. If that was the case, then to whom should that food, in other words, containing garlic and onions and so on, to whom should that be offered? So, of course, my question is, who is an orthodox devotee and who is a non-orthodox devotee? Are non-orthodox devotees just those who eat garlic, onions, and mushrooms, or are there more non-orthodox devotees like those, for instance, that we see in India who also consider themselves believers of Krishna, they follow Krishna, but they eat fish because ultimately they think that fish is just the vegetables of the sea or water vegetable. And what about when devotees, who people who believe in Krishna and think Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but they eat chicken and other types of meat, they're also in the category of the non-orthodox, and then are we meant to cater to them? So my answer is no. Srila Prabhupada started restaurants and prasadam distribution for the purpose of distributing prasadam, for the purpose of distributing sattvic foods that purify people's hearts, that are accepted by Krishna. Patram pushpam palam toryam yome bhaktya prayachati. That Krishna accepts, and because he accepts when people eat them, it purifies their hearts. Those types of foods that are contain other types of ingredients, and I went through a whole spectrum here, from garlic to meat, they're not accepted by Krishna. So why would we want to distribute those foods? Just to make money? But that's not our mission. That's like our businesses that we're the Hare Krishna people because we distribute the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. There are so many other mantras that people are interested in. So why don't we distribute those other mantras? Well, that's not our business. That's someone else's business. So if people want to eat garlic and onions and mushrooms and things like that, then let them go to those restaurants that provide that. There are many Indian restaurants where they can eat those things, and even if they want to eat non-veg, then that's also available there. But in the Hare Krishna restaurants and the Hare Krishna prasadam distribution, then we should be known for just that, that we distribute Krishna prasad. Should we get into who can garlic be offered to and not? Can it be offered to Kali or Lord Shiva or some demigod who likes eating garlic and we distribute that? Why should we even bother be doing something like that? Now, our business is not to make money. If someone wants to make money, restaurant business isn't where you go to get money. You can do some other type of thing. For us, restaurants is for distributing prasadam, purifying people's hearts, transforming them, and gradually making them into devotees by eating real sattvic Krishna prasadam. And of course, I've just talked about the eating habits. What about the drinking habits? Some people like to drink beer, some people like to drink wine. Can we also distribute that and serve that along with the food for those who are devotees, but at the same time they still have these habits? No, they can go somewhere else, they can provide it for themselves in their home, but in the Hare Krishna restaurant and those things that represent the Krishna consciousness movement, these things are not available. And ultimately, these issues come up after a few generations that Srila Prabhupada has gone. So just imagine what kind of other compromises will come up in the generations to come up. Better that we remain pure, even if it means that we remain poor, and better that we remain small. We don't have to take over the whole world, but let us maintain pure standards that Srila Prabhupada gave us, and give people the opportunity to go back to Godhead without getting involved in the unlimited confusion that arises from trying to make compromise with senses and sense gratification in the name of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.